Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to this Sunday edition of the Eagles Update. This is a critical week for the team. The Miami Dolphins arrive on Sunday in advance of joint practices with the Eagles on Monday and Tuesday. Then in Thursday's preseason game against Miami, it will serve as a dress rehearsal for the regular season, as it will likely be the last time we see the starters in the exhibition slate. Doug Peterson previews his first set of joint practices as head coach.
The whole reason for them to come up here is to work against them. So that's the first thing. We will be in full pads tomorrow. We'll be in shoulder pads and shorts on Tuesday. And we'll get our work in. You know, it's great for them to come up, and it's great for our guys. A little change of scenery for both teams, both players. Adam and I have talked about it, and we've rehearsed everything, gone over everything. The coordinators have talked, so we're well prepared on this deal, and we're just excited to get them in here and get some good work in for a couple of days.
Defensive end Brandon Graham was arguably the best player on that side of the ball in 2016, and he's been on a tear thus far in training camp in the preseason. He explains how he hopes to make 2017 better, not just for himself, but his teammates as well.
I want to get to the playoffs. I want us to, you know, I want to really help this team win, and I want to do that by being a great leader and going out on the field and showing them each and every day, you know, how you're supposed to practice and how it carries over to the game. And I believe if you practice hard, you know, it end up carrying over. Some stuff you can't control, but overall, if you have the mindset of going hard and getting in shape, you'll be fine.
Running back Wendell Smallwood was a welcome sight on the practice field Sunday. He has missed the first two preseason games with a hamstring injury. Here he explains how critical it will be for him to compete this week.
Yeah, just seeing the things that we're missing or seeing things that's going wrong with the offense, I feel like I could help that. And I feel like in order to play in this league, I got to be able to help this team. So I think that's definitely been my approach, like just seeing things happen, like, man, miss this, miss that. But I know it comes with the games, guys are going to have errors, and it would be the same way for me. But I think me seeing those and not wanting to make the same mistake again is going to make me better.
Caleb Sturgis missed a 45-yard attempt in Thursday's win over Buffalo. After a tremendous 2016 campaign, Sturgis explains how he is trying to overcome some hiccups early in the preseason.
I mean, you get really locked in with one group, and then you add another one. And all of them are really good, but again, everybody's a little bit different. But, you know, they've worked really hard to get what I want, and it's looking a lot better.
Again, we will have complete coverage of the joint practices with the Miami Dolphins both on Monday and Tuesday. Following tomorrow's session, both coordinators Frank Reich and Jim Schwartz will meet with the media, and we will broadcast those press conferences live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the Eagles mobile app at around 12:20 p.m. Until then, I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you for joining us here on the Eagles Update. Have a great day, everyone.